Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Preppy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in company of Gian Maria Greco, Marie Skłodowska Curie Fellow, who's back on Fred to talk about the UMAC project. So welcome back, Gian Maria, on Fred.
Welcome, Chiara. Thank you, Chiara. Thank you
so
very much.
First of all, let's remind our listeners that Prefin Radio's media partner of the project UMAC, Understanding Media Accessibility Quality, which is fostered by Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona and funded by the EU. So, first of all, I know that our listeners might already know that, but I wanted your help to start defining what is media accessibility, first of all, so that to introduce what we're talking about today.
Well, the UMAC project adopts a so-called wider or holistic view of notion of accessibility, media accessibility. The classical notion of media accessibility is that media accessibility is a sub-area of audiovisual translation, which is a sub-area of translation studies, and more specifically is the area that focuses on audio description of, for the blind, and subtitles for the deaf and hard of hearing. But this is a traditional point of view. So it's very focused on those two modalities, as they call it. Audio description and subtitles, and not interlingual subtitles, but specifically subtitles for the deaf and the hard of hearing. UMAC adopts a different approach, a different definition of media accessibility, and this is because a definition that has been growing and over the last few years. This is because media accessibility is not exclusively, neither mainly, it's neither mainly nor exclusively for blind and deaf. It's a series of services, theories, practices, technologies that provide access to the media products, services, and environments for people who cannot or cannot properly access the content, the media content, in the original form, in its original form. So any one of us at one point will find herself in that position.
In that position, yes. Yeah. So what is UMAC and what is its purpose? I mean, what was the aim of the project?
Well, UMAC is, as you said, is a Marie Skłodowska Curie individual fellowship. So its part has been funded by the Marie Skłodowska Curie Actions Program of the European Union, the European Commission. And it will last 2 years and is based at the Transmedia Catalonia Research Group in the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona. The aim of the project, which is an acronym for Understanding Media Accessibility Quality, is to try precisely to understand what quality in media accessibility is. The very general idea is that part of the disagreement that we have been facing is due to the lack of a theoretical framework. We have been doing a lot of practical work, test reception studies, as they are called, with end users. We have been developing and even implementing and promoting the implementation of guidelines, of standards, but they are not. Some of them are mutually exclusive. They are not so compatible. And this is a bit strange, because the way we see the world, it's obviously different, but also every one of us uses the same brain, the same physiological mechanism, and so on. So we should, there should be somehow a common way. And the, here comes the UMAC project. The idea that probably we've been focusing too much on the final end, the reception studies, the practical side, which is crucial, of course. But we've been missing, we are still missing a theoretical framework and any other aspects of human theory and knowledge and life has both theory and practice. So the idea will be, okay, let's go back to theory and see if we can find a theory or at least a theoretical framework wide enough to provide some form of scheme where we can have a commonly agreed upon definition of quality, but that at the same time is not too broad to become vague and useless, so that it can be then adapted on a context-dependent basis. And even in these cases, once adapted in different contexts, those results, those evaluations can still, or could, because that's really an hypothesis, let's say, still be compatible or at least comparable because they are both based on the same theoretical framework. They are using the same set of tools, but they are applying them in different contexts. So there could be some possibility for them to be comparable.
In a way, yeah.
So this is a bit a general project. It's a really a theoretical, let's say, philosophical project. And then I can tell you later a bit of other possibilities.
And the conference, let's remind the listeners that the conference just took place in Barcelona from the 4th to the 5th of June. So more than 40 speakers were there from four continents. And as you were telling me before starting the interview, yes, the aim of the project is to define quality, but also to build a community discussing, you know, on media quality. I mean, so how was the event in terms of building a community? What was the result?
Yeah, it was great. lively, lovely, intense days, 2 days, with, as you said, over 40 speakers from all over the world, basically. Yeah. And we were able to attract people from experts, from broadcasters, end users as organizations, scholars, companies, access service providers, regulators, and so on. So really the whole accessibility value chain was there when it comes to media accessibility. All the key actors, the representatives of the key actors were there. And this made the UMAC conference a unicum, the very first venue to gather all these different actors and let them discuss face to face their issues. There, because are issues that each one has in its, you know,
yes, in its
work, but are also issues that each one has with the other actors that usually are seen, are interpreted also as kind of opponents. They are not always looked at as part of a family, but that's because there are very different points of view on quality. In the end, what is quality, you know? So it's... It was a really a fantastic event, very dense. It was a success, and we were able to have and witness so many points of view, and we had very lively discussions at the end of every session. So that's, I think, it's always a good sign.
Yes, and I have to remember my whole experience with all of you media accessibility people is from your side, and I found that a community was already there, so I guess and I imagine that UMAC only improved this feeling of being like a community, a family that works together for a purpose. So that was really strong, the connection between all of you. So that was something that I really enjoyed being into and being accepted into, even if it was temporary. So this year you chose as a keynote speaker Alyosha Burkhardt from Germany, and his intervention was entitled A New Deal for Translation Quality. So what was his intervention about and why him as a keynote speaker?
Okay, when we were discussing about almost 1 year ago, we're discussing about possible names for the keynote speech. Alyosha's name popped up in bold. And this is because of the affinities that we as UMAC project and his work have. Alyosha is a lab manager at the German Research Center for Artificial Intelligence in Berlin. And he's been part of a group of international group of scholars and researchers from industry as well, that worked for almost a decade to develop a evaluation tool for the quality of text-to-text translation called Multidimensional Quality Metrics Framework, MQM Framework. And it's a brilliant tool. It's a tool quite different from other tools, all the other tools that are out there. But the thing that makes that tool and Alyosha's work and the work of all his colleagues so close to UMAC and the UMAC perspective is that UMAC, in the idea behind UMAC is that given the picture, the complex and a bit messy and challenging picture that we have in front of us when it comes to quality media accessibility, the assumption will be that to interpret media accessibility not as a form of translation, but as a form of a series of mechanisms and tools that manage, transfer, and transform information. So, if media accessibility deals with information, and subtitles do that, it's oral information translated, transformed, managed, transferred in a textual form, and so on. If media accessibility is interpreted as a series of tools that deal with information, that probably the problem of quality should be addressed not as a problem of translation quality, because we are leaving the house for translation studies, and interpreted as a problem of information quality. And in the field of information quality is 30 years old. It's out there, was established ago by the at the MIT by a guy named Richard Wang. He's still the leading group in the world. They have for the past 30 years they've been developing models, theories, instruments, and so on. So the idea will be to go there, pick up and look their work, and see how it can be used for tackling our issue. And Alyosha's work and the work of all his colleagues in order to create the multidimensional quality matrix framework had precisely the same spirit. The whole project and the whole final result is framed using terms, concepts, and methods that are from the field of information quality, information and data quality. So that was why. And he's especially an expert on machine translation. super specialized in computational linguistics and machine translation. So he presented us a very general overview of the challenges that the field had to face, especially in machine translation, over the past 50 years, basically. And he provided us with a vision for a new deal, for a future which is really linked to UMAC, because then, in the end, the one of the possible outcomes of UMAC could be to find the missing pieces in the MQM model when it comes to media accessibility, because, as I said, it's a model designed for text-to-text translation, mm-hmm. not audiovisual content. But the idea will be to find the missing pieces and put it in the model, so that by the end we might have something that is also very practical, not only highly theoretical research. So that's why it was a brilliant keynote speech.
And since before starting the interview, you told me that among the most interesting discussions that there have been at UMAC, there was the one about how to define quality and how to measure quality. I now understand more why Alyosha was the best person to try and, you know, and introduce these basic themes, you know, the basic discussions. So was it only very interesting, or you think that you reached, in terms of defining quality and measuring quality, you reached a point where there are some future, that there's hope for something to do in the immediate future about that?
Well, yeah, we were able, I think, to do a couple of very practical things. The main one being the one of the results of the discussion of the round table. We had a round table, and the round table saw the participation of all the members of the advisory board of the UMAC Quality. This is because UMAC has this advisory board, and since the idea of UMAC is to provide this kind of general yet not one-size-fits-all approach, we created an advisory board that is as representative as possible, let's say, of the different actors in the media accessibility value chain when it comes to quality. We have David Hood, who is the chair of the research group, the discussion group on audiovisual media accessibility for the International Telecommunication Union, which is one of the many agencies of the United Nations. We are more familiar with UNESCO and so on, but the one of the other agencies, of the many agencies, is called ITU, and is specialized in standardizations and technology and so on, and has a specific research group on audiovisual media accessibility. Then we have John Linder, who is the chair of the Access Services Experts Group of the European Broadcasting Union. So we have broadcasters, but he's also a professional representing industry, because he has his own company that provides access services for the Swiss television. Then we have three scholars. Luis Fryer, one of the top experts yes. in the world on audiovisual audio description. Jean-Louis Kruger from Macquarie University, Australia. He's one of the leading experts on electrophysiological research for the quality and the real effectiveness of audiovisual solution, media accessibility solutions for end users. And Pablo Romero Fresco, who is a top expert on re-speaking and quality. And finally, Alejandro Moledo, finally, because he is the representative of the European Disability Forum.
Yes.
So we have end users as well. So this advisory board was asked to come to the conference and discuss during a round table their different approaches, which are very different. And during the discussion with the audience, one of the results was the need from the audience, was the request to establish a kind of task force or international, supranational body, group, network, whatever we can call it, on quality in media accessibility. We talk a lot about it, but we wait only for specific chances, let's say, opportunities, but they don't come so often. And so this conference had really an impact in this. It was the first time we put them all in the same room, basically, from all over the world, and they expressed the need to make some more permanent, make these into some more permanent group, where we can really discuss quality and then become, you know, if, since each member is a member or a representative of industry and users and so on, one way or another, all the actors are there. So whatever they will do outside will still be influenced by the discussions of these in task force. We will discuss if and how we will really establish that. That's a question for future months, of course. But we were asked to lead these the creation of this task force. So it was very practical in the end. You know, we really had some interesting results, not only scientific.
Yes, yeah, that's why I asked. So you sort of anticipated my last question, which is, what's next for UMAC?
Well, what's next? There are a couple of things. UMAC is applying, as I said, is trying to apply the concepts and methods, especially methods from the field of data and information quality to the field of media accessibility. And we are focusing on one model, specifically one approach. It's called the empirical approach. Which basically is reading the having a deep look analysis, a deep analysis on the to the literature and the research and all the documents produced by scholars, broadcasters, and so on, all the actors, try to find out the different, what they are called, dimensions of quality. To give you an idea, accuracy is a mention, is a dimension. Speed, reading speed of subtitles is a dimension. Segmentation is a dimension. Timing is a dimension. Omission of a word or not is a dimension, and so on. So there is this idea that quality per se is defined by a series of dimensions, okay? And we are looking at the literature, trying to see what are the specific dimensions for this field, the field-related dimensions, and then we will analyze them and create a series of surveys that we will submit to key actors in the field to have their opinion, and after that we will, once so we reach some kind of agreement, we will try to see if it's possible to transform these into pieces that either can be a general, can build a general framework, or can become an extension of the MQM model I mentioned earlier. So this is, then we have a few conferences over the next year and a half or something like that. It's a bit less left, a few conferences, and then publications. And then let me tell you two more things. we discussed this, we said this more than once now, that one of the aims of UMAC is to build a community around this topic. And one was a physical community, the conference, but the other is a virtual community, which will also happen not only through the task force and whatever, but also through two special issues of a scientific journals, where we will call, will be official call, to all the professional experts, scholars, and so on, that are working on quality, to present their point of view. Or not spread, you know, spread in different publications or over the wide range of scholarly research, but to present them in the same venue. So to try to build a unified voice. The first special issue, Call for Papers, is already out, will be published in a journal called the Universal Access into in Information Society, which is one of the leading journals for accessibility in the world. The second special issue is not out yet, but it will be in a few weeks. It will be published in the Journal of Audiovisual Translation, which is the journal per se is not out yet. It's a new baby of the European Society in Screen Translation, so in audiovisual translation. It will be officially launched in September, and the special issue of UMAC will be published in September 2019. So these are this is a bit of the future, a lot of things to deal with.
Wow, so first of all, good luck, Gian Maria, and let's remind the listeners that there's a page, a website for UMAC, Understanding Media Accessibility Quality. There's also a page dedicated to UMAC on FRED, so if you go to FRED.fm, there will be all the material, interviews, including this one about UMAC, will be published there. So join the two pages, the official UMAC page and our FRED page. So I really hope to have you back on FRED as soon as possible with all these new initiatives.
Thank you, Chiara, and let me thank FRED. Yes. As you mentioned, FRED is a media partner of the whole UMAC project, and this means that FRED is helping us to spread the work and the word and raise awareness about the issue of quality media accessibility in a fantastic way. We one of the actions is a series of interviews to many actors. We realize already 14 interviews, video interviews that we are putting on YouTube, but FRED is helping us because it's spreading them on their channels in the audio format. And thank you very much, because this has been is a grand, fantastic service to the profession and society.
We really hope that we're doing our best. We really hope to be useful in this project and in all its future achievements. And thank you, Gian Maria. Grazie.
Bye.
And we've been talking to Gian Maria Greco, Marie Skłodowska-Curie Fellow for the project UMAC, Understanding Media Accessibility Quality. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.